Blog Talk Radio. You have tuned in to Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad. Hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We come today to exalt the wonderful name of Jesus, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to be tremendously, tremendously blessed. And so we invite you on today to come on in, make yourself right at home, and just grab your Bible as we walk through the scriptures on today. We have a beautiful lesson. We're going to talk about the images of the church, and we're going to focus on one of them on today, which is the embassy family. And so I know without a shadow of doubt you are going to be in for a treat on today, and God is going to greatly bless you on today. So just come right on in and make yourself right at home. We're going to be looking at the scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 15 through verse number 21. And then from there, we are just going to look at Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 15 as well. We want you to know we're excited about the Lord and excited about what God is going to do in and through our lives, yours as well as mine, on today. Let's take a look here at the scripture on today. And it reads on this line, and that he died for all, that they which had lived should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to the wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back unto himself, not imputing their transgressions unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he that hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Also, let's take a look at Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. What we're looking at on today and focusing is for our today's scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. The church appeared as an embassy, a missionary base in a foreign land. Its responsibility represents the King of Kings by going into the world and transacting business on his behalf. Now let's take a look at the scripture on today and our lesson tech on today so that we can gain a better understanding. The dictionary describes the word embassy as an official resident of an ambassador in a foreign country. The purpose of an ambassador is to properly represent and transact appropriate business on behalf of a particular country. The ambassador who resides in the embassy is the official representative of the country that sent him, and he is or she is empowered to act on its behalf. Furthermore, the ambassador is to develop and maintain appropriate relations with the country in which they reside. the embassy also become a safe haven for the citizen of the country that it represents. Now, it is an interesting story revealed by the grace of Ambassador Stevenson, the wit in charge of Al Dali, a E. Stevenson II made him a constant target for autograph seekers. Once as he left the United States building in New York City while surrounded by admirers, a small elderly lady in the crowd finally succeeded in approaching him. "Please, Mr. Ambassador," she said, holding out a piece of paper. "Your autograph for me, very, very old lady." "Delighted," Stephen replied, smiling. "But where is she?" The United States and Canada embassies located in various countries of our world have played very important roles in maintaining diplomatic relationships, keeping peace in turbulent times, and solving numerous conflicts. The embassy is in a constant communication with its home country for the needed advice and assurance. One cannot underestimate the importance of the role that an ambassador fills. Queen Elizabeth once sent an ambassador far away on an important, difficult business. He objected, saying that to the queen, "But what will become of my business and my family?" The queen replied, "You take care of my business, and I will take care of yours." And he went. In this, the ambassador showed more faith than do many Christians who are unwilling to trust God's care for business and family. How many vacancy in God's service exists because of a lack of faith or an outright unwillingness to serve the Lord? The Lord Jesus is looking for faithful believers who will serve their world as his ambassador of peace. Let's take a look. The place and people of the church, the embassy. "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God," 2 Corinthians 5:20. The church, heaven's ambassador, embassy, is the official representation of Jesus Christ on this earth. The people who comprise its membership are called by his name, Ephesians 3:15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Just as one who was born in a certain country and is a citizen of that country, the child of God is born into the kingdom of God, and by the new birth, he or she is a citizen of heaven. This new birth consists of repentance, water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, receiving the Holy Ghost. When this occurs, the born-again person becomes a representative of heaven with the right to occupy the embassy, the Church of Jesus Christ. As representatives of heaven, the believer should live and conduct his business or her business in such a way that represents heaven well and have the approval of Jesus Christ himself. Indeed, we represent Jesus Christ on this earth, and it is vital that we fully understand the significance of that responsibility. Just as an embassy is a safe haven for the citizen of a foreign land, the church is a safe haven for those who have suffered from the effects of sin. The church is a place of rest where one finds peace, safety, comfort, healing, instruction, and encouragement. The church is a place where we can join with people of like precious faith who also belong to Jesus, and it provides protection from the outside elements of an ungodly and sinful world. Moreover, it's a place where we can confirm that our heavenly passport has not expired. Let's look further. The purpose of the church, the embassy, commissioned and sent. The church is not an accident, for the Lord planned and authorized it. Jesus declared, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it," Matthew 16:18. He invested his ministry into 12 handpicked disciples who were instrumental in establishing the church, heaven's embassy, at the appropriate time. He took them to the mountains down by the water and to out-of-the-way places for intense training. He poured himself into them, knowing that one day the responsibility to carry on his mission would rest on their shoulders. His teachings, his compassion, his action, all properly prepared them to establish the embassy of heaven here on earth. For over 3 years, the Lord prayerfully invested his time and energy into these chosen men who will complete his mission. The Lord planned for this spiritual embassy to be a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, Ephesians 5 and 27. The Lord sent his disciple into a world that needed a Savior who would rescue people from every nation and kindred and tongue and people, Revelation 14 and 6. After about 2 millennia, it is still beautiful to witness the church as its literal circle that global performing the duties of the heaven embassy. It is also to represent. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 2-3 states, "For I am made you sorrow, who is he that have made me glad, but the same which is made sorrow by me. And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I come, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all." Now, the purpose of the church is to represent the Lord and his kingdom wherever we are. Our embassy is our community, our town, our city. Our responsibility as we represent the embassy of heaven is to minister to people and bring them into a place of refuge in Jesus Christ. Just as members of management or corporate executive appropriately represent their company, so the Christian or the child of God should represent the Lord as well. The church should be a place where the joy of the Lord is resounds. The word of God clearly declares, "For the kingdom of heaven is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost," Romans 14 and 17. Indeed, if a person walked into an embassy needing assistance and found the person inside to be despondent and negative, he would probably experience despair. The ideal employee at an embassy is personable, positive, and proved to represent his country or her country. Moreover, that person is one who is ready to offer whatever help and assistance is necessary to provide safety and comfort to those seeking refuge. John 15 and 11 state, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Our church members meet in this world, the believers should be personable, energetic, and they should portray a good image of their church. After all, we do represent heaven to this world. When a person is desperate and in need of assistance, he certainly does not want to talk with a person who is discouraged, despondent, or unthankful. They need a properly trained ambassador who for kind and appropriate assistance. The other point is, we are here to conduct business. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 state, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Countries of the world establish embassies to conduct business on their behalf for a foreign land. One of the more common services that citizens receive from the embassy is the acquisition of a passport. After receiving the passport, it is compulsory for one to return to the embassy at certain interval to update, and validate it. So it is God's place, the church into the world, to conduct the business of heaven. One of the primary services to ensure that a child of God have their heavenly passport and that it is current in all respects. The Lord called the church to preach the message of salvation to a lost and dying world. The church is their only true hope, and its primary reason for existing is to conduct the business of preaching the plan of salvation. It is important for one to repent, to be baptized in that lovely, wonderful name of Jesus, and to receive the glorious Holy Ghost. But it is also paramount that one keep their experience of salvation current. The church may refer to the new birth experience as a heavenly passport, but we cannot allow our passport to grow old or to expire or to become outdated. What a blessing it is to have our passport, spiritual passport, stamped with today's date after making another trip to the altar or even being in the presence of God, worshiping and praising Him. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 11 say, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Should one have the privilege to travel to another country, he learns more how important it is to protect his passport. He is, or she is, never to regard the safety and security of his passport lightly. He should know, they should know where it is at all times, which is the reason that many people travel with their passport tucked safely close or packed onto their body. It is important that we should allow the church to help us transact spiritual business and direct us in the securing our spiritual passport. We need a passport, and we need to safeguard it carefully. It should have the stamp of Jesus' name on it and carries heaven's seal, which is the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 20 and 22 state, "For all the promises of God in heaven in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart." Let's look at the practicality of the church, the embassy. It develops into a family. Ephesians 3 and 15 state, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Citizen of a country who work overseas or in another country will quickly confirm the importance of the local embassy. The embassy assists them by keeping their passport and pertinent information in order. Often they receive emergency messages or communication with family members through the embassy. When one needs to leave the country quickly, the embassy is prepared to assist in arranging necessary travel for them or for their family. The embassy can also provide necessary documents to clear custom and to ensure there is no hindrance in the travel arrangement. The embassy proves to be an important entity, and it is wise for one to maintain an ongoing good relationship with its official representative and employees. One never knows when they will need their assistance. Often people meet individuals from their home or country at the embassy. Usually one develops a sense of community and a feeling of closeness to these people, and it is common for them to gather for special holy holidays such as Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Independence Day. Although their reason for being in that particular country may vary, their common denominator is the fact that they came from the same country. Now, because of the embassy, they are now acquainted with each other. Many times these people actually become more close friends and like family because their blood relatives are many miles away. What a great analogy this is to the church. We all come from different backgrounds with a myriad of different personal interests. Although the nature of our work and employment may vary greatly, the church becomes a community. We develop a closeness and transcend cultural and employment and personal interests. Many churches today have introduced their congregation to the concept even of cell groups or fellowship ministry, which gives church members and new believers a sense of closeness and community. This concept is scriptural. The early church multiplied quickly by utilizing this principle. Acts 2, verses 4 through 46, 7. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as to be saved. Many people have testified to the blessing of belonging to one of these cells groups. They tell how the fellowship and personal interest and caring and compassion and concern has helped establish and keep them in the kingdom of God. When we describe the ingredients of a happy family, we use words such as mutual respect and unity. All the members should communicate, learn to trust each other, and to love and have compassion for each other. This is also true of the family of God. Paul declared, "So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every member are one of one another." Romans 12 and 5. Both a successful family and a successful church work together with one accord. Even though there may be differences in personality and opinion, a sense of belonging binds the people of God together as family. Let's look at another aspect of this empathy as we look and see and get a greater understanding of the mind of God and the heart of God regarding the body of Christ. Let's take a look. It says 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 through. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. 2 Corinthians 6 and 1. The writer James gave us some insight into the importance of works in the life of a believer. James 2, verses 21 through 26. It is important that our labor in God's kingdom bring glory to him. We do not labor to bring attention to ourselves, but our passion is to bring attention to the Lord. Ultimately, all the honor and glory belongs to him. A person should inhibit personal responsibility for the government to consider him for employment as an embassy. At times, the workload is quite heavy. An embassy employee deals with confidential matters. He must work or she must work efficiently and deal with matters of urgency that cannot wait for another day. Likewise, the church requires its member to be responsible. Like the embassy, the workload sometimes is heavy and burdensome. However, someone must pray, someone must teach a Sunday school class, someone must witness, someone must be involved in reaching the unsaved with the good news of Jesus Christ. According to Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, we should be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Our labor for God will not be in vain. He will reward those who diligently labor for his purpose. Moreover, we should understand that work alone do not save us. Our works simply demonstrate that faith we have towards God and his church. If we were to depend on works alone for our salvation, we would not have opportunity to enjoy salvation's beautiful plan. However, as we take up residency in heaven's embassy, works are naturally outgrowth of our faith. Even so, faith, if you have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. That's James chapter 2, verses 17 through verse number 18. Let's look at another aspect. Regularly return to family for renewal and redirection. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Notwithstanding the assembling of ourselves, forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Hebrews 10, 25. In some country, it's necessary that one report directly to the appropriate embassy immediately upon arrival. This allows the embassy to know that that person has arrived in the country and to know the nature of the business. It also gives the embassy information concerning his length of stay and where the embassy may call to reach them. This information could be important in case of an emergency evacuation of the country. It may seem to be a lot of red tape and jumping hurdles through legal procedure, but when ones abide by the appropriate rule, they have a sense of safety and security and discover that the embassy is really their best friend in a foreign land. So it is, the church is an important entity in the life of a believer. It is the vital that one attends in the corporate meeting of the body of Christ as often as possible. It is here that the child of God receives instruction for their journey while in this life. Indeed, this world is not our own, for we have a heavenly citizenship. As strangers and pilgrims on the earth, it will pay for us to make sure that our passport is constantly in good standing. Let us take a look at another scripture, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 and verse 16. Reads on this line, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city." That's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13 and verse 16. Sunday worship service, midweek Bible study, prayer meeting, revival services, and special fellowship all are designed to help the child of God maintain his heavenly citizenship and to ensure that his passport is current, always current. As could be the case when one is living in a strange land, so a call from immediate evacuation could come to us immediately or to go to the church collectively. Indeed, the church is awaiting its call for the immediate departure from earth. At the moment, there will not be enough time for one to return to the embassy to get their passport in order. They must be ready at all times, for the rapture will occur suddenly. 1 Corinthians 15 and 52. "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall raise incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Oh, what glorious day it will be at the rapture of the church. We will also be so glad that we have the right relationship with the church and that our passport is with the blood and the name of Jesus. In fact, today will be a good day to look at one's heavenly passport to see if it's current, ready to meet the condition of immediate evacuation. Let us look further. The church, the embassy family. Embassy employees have much in common. They not only work together, but they fellowship together and watch out for one another. Their common denominator is the fact that they are representatives of the same country. We should thank God for our church family. We live in times of increasing numbers of dysfunctional family units that affect every facet of our lives. Marriages have fallen apart, children are distraught, and their future is often hazy. It is a crazy mixed-up world, yet in the midst of all these uncertain times, the Lord has placed us in his church. This is where we can bring our broken dreams, fragmented lives to God and allow him to restore us by providing us with membership in his family. Everyone should have the privilege of knowing what it's like to belong to his church, the family of God. If we find ourselves without a spiritual passport, we have the opportunity to come to church, pour out our hearts to God, and to leave with a new passport. The embassy of heaven, the church, provides us with the assurance that our citizenship is in heaven. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. That's found in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 17. Now, let's take a moment and recap about our lesson on today. We talked about the definition of the word embassy as being the official resident of an ambassador in a foreign country. We went on to talk about also the purpose of an embassy is to properly represent and transact appropriate business on behalf of a particular country, and that the ambassador who resides in the embassy is the official representative of that country that sent him and is empowered to act on his behalf. We also furthermore went on to say the ambassador is to develop and maintain appropriate relationship with the country in which they reside, and the embassy become a safe haven for the citizen of the country that it represents. We also talked about the place and the people of the church or the embassy to 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. In Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We talked that the church, heaven's embassy, is your representative of Jesus Christ on earth, and the people who comprise its membership are called by his name, Ephesians 3 and 15 state, of whom the whole earth in heaven and earth is named. Then we went on and talked and spoke about the purpose of the church, commission and sent, also to represent 2 Corinthians 2, verses 2 and 3. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that make me glad, but the same which is made on me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I come, I should have sorrow from them of whom I also rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 2-3. We talked about the church should be a place where joy of the Lord is there. Also that if a person walk into the church and have a need, we should be able to be responsive and be personable and positive and provide help that we can for them. We also talked about the conducting of the business that also it said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. And we talked about the practicality of the church, the embassy developed into a family, and the work and the laborer, 2 Corinthians 6 and 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. And then we talk regularly returning to the families for renewal and redirection. Hebrews 10 and 25. Forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching, Hebrews 10 and verse 25. And so it is. If we are to look at the real passport, it will likely have words similar to it printed on. This passport is the property of the government of your country. It must not be altered and must be safeguarded in every way. The passport must be used only by the bearer in whose name is issued. This passport is not valid unless signed by the bearer. If the passport is lost or stolen, report particulars to the local police and the nearest passport office. So it is, our heavenly passport is equally important. We should guard it with our lives, and our eternal destiny depends upon that. As we see that our spiritual passport, we have an opportunity to come to church and pour out our hearts before the Lord our God, and to do his work and be representatives as ambassadors of the things of God. And so I say unto you today, child of God, I want you to be encouraged as never before, because even in the midst of all of the transition, all of the challenges, all of the things that we're hearing that's taking place even in the world on today, I want you to take heart and be encouraged and continue to represent the Lord our God. Continue to pray, to continue to talk to him, continue to be an ambassador and a representative of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the midst of wherever you may find yourself at, because we must recognize that God knows all things. He will never send his people into a place where his grace cannot keep them. He will never allow anything to come upon his children unaware of. He already recognized that you're capable and that you're able to be able to stand as well as accomplish the test and the trial or the purpose that he had planned for you right in the midst of everything that is going on in your life. All you need to do is remember that you can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth you. Yes, God will strengthen you. God will undergird you. God will fortify you. We must learn to lean and depend upon this everlasting power and look to the hill from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. And he will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel will not sleep, nor will you slumber. We must recognize that no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how hard it may get, God will never sleep, nor will he slumber when it comes to his church or his people or his believer, his children. So take courage and be encouraged, child of God, knowing and recognizing that God is still yet in control of, yes, your situation. Every situation, God is in control. Let us as never before pray. Let us as never before not forsake ourselves of assembling together. As the scripture said, Hebrews 10:25, even more so as you see the day approaching. I just want to share in my closing, many times we find, even through these times, that there's so many reasons and things that can come up that want to cause you to stay home. But the scripture said, even more so as you see the day approaching. And so I encourage you, even more so as you see the day approaching, to assemble, to gather with your church family and fellowship. Read the scripture. Speak of the things, share your testimony. You overcome by the words of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Watch God do it and step in right on time. He'll step in right on time on his children. So take courage and be encouraged on today and recognize that God does have it in control. And you do have an embassy family right here on earth, that God loves you, he cares for you, and will provide for your every need. So be encouraged. Watch God do it on your behalf. Take heart and be encouraged is my prayer for you, even on today. And so in my closing, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. So, child of God, take heart and be encouraged. Like I would tell the church at Shekinah, grab a hold of courage and get in it. So be encouraged. May God bless you. It's my prayer on today. Bye-bye.